What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, John Lambrose, formerly known as Boondocks, formerly known as John Sawyer, always known as the Rocky Mountain Madman. You're listening to the Rocky Mountain Madman podcast live on Anchor FM and Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to me on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or wherever the hell you happen to be listening to me on right here and right now, I just have to say thank you. And be sure to go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the podcast for free, give me a 5-star rating, write a nice review or an angry review. Let me know what you think of my program. I'm curious to know what the public thinks about yours truly. Anyway, it's about 11:03 p.m. on a Saturday night, February 24th, 2018. Me and my lovely girlfriend Paula. Say hi, Paula.
Hello.
We just got done checking out the NYWC's 16th annual Psycho Circus show. As a former member of the NYWC roster and a longtime supporter of their work and of the wrestling business, when done correctly, those who know me closely know what I'm talking about. This is a show I could not miss. It's basically their WrestleMania. Only the headline match isn't a title match between two Spartan warriors. Like, don't expect to come to the Psycho Circus and see a Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior classic. You're going to see violence. You're going to see brutality. You're going to see pure, ugly bloodshed. And you're going to see some intense stuff more towards the end. Every Psycho Circus, the headline match is a 5-on-5 death match. With elimination-style rules, you can look into it more if you're curious about it. And if you wish to follow the NYWC and their future upcoming events, as well as their current crop of talent on the roster and what's going on within their neck of the woods, you can go to nywcwrestling.com. That's nywcwrestling.com. That's an NYWC, N like Nick, not M like Mick or whatever. Anyway, the show was fantastic. We got here right after the opening match, which was the Joker's Wild Battle Royal. So I missed a lot of guys I used to I shouldn't say come up in the ranks with. But when I was here, I was not only part of the talent roster, but I was part of the school as well as a student. You know, because I wanted to learn from the best that Long Island has to offer when it comes to pro wrestling. And to me, there's no one better to learn from than the guys at NYWC. I mean, granted, there are other schools that are just as good, you know, like Creative Pro Wrestling and even Victory Pro Wrestling. I heard they got Ricky Reyes over there. But NYWC has been a staple on the New York independent wrestling scene for God knows how long. Probably since 2002. So yeah, they've been around a very, very long time. And they're definitely the OGs when it comes to indie wrestling. And they don't screw around with professional wrestling either. They know how to put on good shows. They know how to put together compelling storylines. They know how to really develop, fine-tune a wrestler into what they want for their program. You know, in fact, this company is responsible for the most WWE contract signings out of every other company in New York. Guys like Zack Ryder, Curt Hawkins, Trent Beretta, and currently in the Cruiserweight division on Monday Night Raw, the premier athlete, Tony Nese. What do they all have in common? They started right here at NYWC, so I can put them over throughout the entire podcast, but I'm going to stop being a kiss-ass right here. If you wish to follow them and everything that's going on within their neck of the woods, like I said, go to nywcwrestling.com. That's nywcwrestling.com. All right, I'm just going to give my review on what I saw of the circus and what I think of it. Maybe my girl Paula will give some of her reviews. There were some times where she was shutting her eyes quite a lot. And then we're going to wrap things up and, you know, take the trip back home and get some sleep before our week begins tomorrow on Sunday. You know, a lot of people get pretty bummed out when it's a Monday. I get bummed out when it's Sunday because I'm like, oh, we got to do this over again. But
that's just me.
I'm only human. I'm only human. And I bleed when I fall down. You don't know that song? She's shaking her head no in disgust with her hand over her face. Probably how some of the listeners are listening to this right now. Anyway, here comes the review in 3, 2, 1. So as I stated earlier, we got here right around the time that the Joker's Wild Battle Royal came to an end. The Joker's Wild is basically their big kickoff match at the beginning of every Psycho Circus show. And last time I was here for the Psycho Circus, it was the 14th annual, I think. Yeah, it was the 14th. Because my buddy Shaquille Faison, you guys would know him as SJR. Maybe you might even know him as Bishop, or maybe you might not know him at all. Who knows? But my buddy Shaq, long time friend of mine, known each other since middle school. We came up through Rocky School together, and we both became wrestlers together. He was in the show and as part of the Joker's Wild Battle Royal. So I came to the 14th Annual Psycho Circus about 2 years ago, really to support him and just to see what's going on. But, you know, I witnessed the craziness throughout the rest of the show. And turns out I ended up joining the company that following April, and I left that following December. So who knows? It's funny how things work together and come together at times. So, yeah, we came here around the time of the Joker's Wild Battle Royal. What match happened after that? Do you remember? You don't remember at all?
No.
Wow, okay. I remember walking in and being greeted by some of the promoters and some of the guys on the show who had already wrestled. And it was nice to see some familiar faces, man. It really was, because there's one thing I appreciate about the wrestling business is the camaraderie and the respect between one performer to another. You know, and I'm talking legitimate, you know, respect, like nothing shady in an attempt to get something from somebody. But that's a whole nother episode for me to go into. Were there some people there who I'd rather not see? Of course, you know, but that's life. You know, you could be working with people who you don't like. You could be living next door to someone you don't like. You know, there's going to be people out there who you like and don't like. And there's going to be people out there who like you and don't like you. And trust me, I know a lot about people who don't like me. Ask 2 50-year-old morons who work in a studio on Huntington Station. But I digress. What else happened tonight? CJ Benson and Brad Benson, the Benson brothers, or the Big Kahuna brothers, I forgot their tag name. But they put the NYWC tag titles on the line against the Punk Relics. One of the Punk Relics, this kid Ugo, very, very talented kid. I recall being paired up with him when I was a student at the NYWC school, whenever we would do the cardio portion of the class. And he was just so polite and so friendly and so eager to learn. And, you know, in fact, I have a funny story about me and Ugo that I'm going to get to in a minute. But, yeah, that match was great. I think the surfer guys, the Benson Brothers, they kept the belt, right?
Yeah,
they retained the belt against the Punk Relics in a very, very hard-fought match. And then what happened later on? Teddy Hart versus Flawless Blake Morris versus the Caucasian Jimi Hendrix, the Man Bun Jesus, Johnny Radke. That match was great. I love Radke's whole gimmick. You okay over there?
Good.
I love Radke's gimmick, how he's pretty much throwing it back to the old, you know, 70s. Was Jimi Hendrix 70s?
Jimi Hendrix was
60s. Oh, wow. My 43-year-old girlfriend knows a little more about music culture than I do. I think it's an age thing. Would you believe that when I was born, my girl was 19 years old? And I've joked with her before saying how she probably was my babysitter. Don't get out of the car. Oh, she got out of the car. I'm kidding. And this segment's about to wrap up, too. I always joke at that. The match was great. Teddy Hart looked supremely amazing. I wouldn't be surprised if some major company signed him soon. Wait, hold on a second. So, yeah, Teddy Hart looked great. Blake Morris was amazing. Johnny Radke did great, and the whole match was fantastic. Congratulations to Flawless Blake Morris for winning the NYWC Fusion Championship. What else happened? There was the grudge match between former tag team members of the group Milk Chocolate, Brandon Watts versus, I forgot the guy's name that he faced, but I didn't really watch that one. Bull James versus Alex Reynolds for the NYWC Heavyweight Championship. That match was awesome. High Society rules. And did Bull win? Bull won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bull won the belt, but then went on to basically state that he's invoked.
He didn't win it.
Oh, look at that. We got a botch right here on the podcast. Would you look at that? Why don't you tell... Oh, she's giving me the finger. Why don't you tell everybody what the results were for the Bull James match?
Bull lost.
And?
The other guy, I don't know his name.
Alex Reynolds.
Alex Reynolds, he won. Oh. So Bull invoked his right to a rematch on March 31st.
At NYWC Aftermath.
Yes.
Tickets on sale now, I believe. But continue.
And that would be it.
All right. And you forgot to mention that it's going to be inside a steel cage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a steel cage match.
Inside a steel cage. Putting a bull in a cage. Wonder how that's going to turn out. Just want to state before I finish my reviews here that if you're listening to this and you happen to be offended that I didn't mention your favorite wrestler's match, or I didn't talk about your favorite wrestler that night, or if you happen to be one of the wrestlers on that show and you feel disrespected that I didn't talk about your match and whatnot, just save it. I'm talking about what I remember. I came here casually as a fan just to enjoy myself and have a great night, not as one of those wrestling observer reporters who just keeps an eye on absolutely everything. I'm not a traditional journalist, you know. And to defend myself here, you know, Taz is not a traditional journalist with his podcast. Stone Cold, forget about it. He's a hack at his podcast, but he makes it entertaining and he does it in his own way. Well, on the Rocky Mountain Madman podcast, you're going to see it done in, well, you wouldn't really see it because you're not looking at nothing, but you're going to hear it done in my own way. So if you like it, great. If you don't like it, go watch, I don't think I can say their names here. Oh, yeah, the Ren and Stimpy Show. Yeah, that's a good name for that, yeah.
Or the Village People Network.
Anyway, moving on to the big Psycho Circus match. The Extricated versus the Awakening, with Bam Sullivan leading the Extricated, and, of course, good old Stockade, the Devil's Outlaw Stockade, leading the Awakening. Congratulations, of course, to Stockade and the Awakening for winning the Psycho Circus match after a nasty powerbomb to Bam Sullivan on the stage through a bunch of light tubes. Yep, you heard me first. Well, you didn't hear me first, but you heard me loud and clear. Light tubes. He went crashing right through them, and it was intense. There were plenty of times where my girl had her eyes closed and her face buried in my shoulder because she thought it was too much. She thinks this hardcore stuff is too much, but get this, she's a diehard Mick Foley fan. Those of you who know Mick Foley, look up his old, you know, Japan tapes and his old tapes when he was Cactus Jack and the amount of times that he pretty much tore himself up and blew himself up. And
I've never seen him in Japan.
You've never seen him in Japan?
I've never seen him wrestle in Japan.
Oh, I gotta show you sometime. But, yeah, it's weird, ain't it? But, yeah, match, everything about tonight was fantastic. So, like I mentioned on social media, hats off to the promoters and the talent at the NYWC for putting on a fantastic show. Job well done, guys. Job well done. Go to nywcwrestling.com if you'd like more information about these guys and you want to come check out a show for yourself. I believe they still have their own network up, the archives. God damn it. Hold on a second. There we go. Back and running. For those of you wondering out there, on this app that I'm using, to record this podcast. I'm basically recording these in segments, and each segment is about 5 minutes long. That's not because I said it that way, but because that's how they gave it to me. So I'm trying to work with what I got here. NYWCWrestling.com for everything about these guys. They should be back, I believe, on March 31st. I doubt that I'll be here, but you guys should be. Show up to Deer Park, 435 Brook Avenue in Deer Park, New York, at the NYWC Sportatorium. It's cheap, it's fun, it's worth the money, and you'll leave with a great memory. You know, it's a great thing to take the kids to if you're a family man or woman, whichever gender you happen to be. That being said, this concludes this episode of the Rocky Mountain Madman podcast. Paul, is there anything you'd like to say before we cut it off?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Oh, I almost forgot. The story of me and Ugo, the funny story that I wanted to share. As I mentioned earlier, not only did I used to be a member of the NYWC roster, but I was also a student because I wanted to learn from and who, in my opinion, were some of the best guys on Long Island, New York to learn from when it came to pro wrestling. And NYWC is definitely at the top of that list. We were doing these drills at training one time. And standing behind me or in front of me, I forget where exactly he was standing, was Ugo from the Punk Relics. To give you a good idea of the size difference between me and Ugo, I basically outweigh him by a good 250 pounds. And height-wise, he pretty much comes up to my chest. So he's short and he's skinny, but he's fast as hell, and he can definitely, you know, work a match out there and, you know, give an ass-whooping, you know, just like the best of them. But we were doing this drill at training where each guy would pair up, and the guy in front would have to act as if he's coming out of the corner after taking some big move, to which the guy standing in the middle would pick him up for a body slam and slam him in the middle of the ring. Ugo is very, 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 very much smaller than I am. And I was terrified because I thought the poor guy was going to throw his back out trying to get me up on the slam or not even get me up at all. Because I've been in situations where smaller guys would try to slam me and then they'd end up falling backwards because I was too heavy and I would land right on their chest. You know, stuff like that. So I remember before going to feed in for the slam, that means, you know, go in and take the slam. I told, what's her name? The black powerlifter who used to be, I forgot her name. But, I forgot where I was going with this. Okay. Well, I just had a very serious brain fart. Probably because I'm tired. I mean, hell, it's only, what time is it? 11:25. Wow, I seriously forgot. Oh yeah, I looked towards Ugo and I gave him a fist pound and told and just pretty much apologized in advance in case things were gonna
be messed up.
And I went in for the body slam, and, you know, he got me up and down just fine, and I took the move just fine, and everything was great. You know, his mom was sitting there ringside, which was kind of cute, you know, supporting her boy, you know, but ain't nothing wrong with that. Great guy, Ugo, is very talented, you know, him and his tag partner, Jaden Vallow. I think his tag partner's name is Jaden Vallow. But look out for the Punk Relics and, of course, all the other very talented wrestlers at the NYWC at their next event on March 31st, back at the same building in Deer Park. And, NYWCWrestling.com for more information. Thank you guys for listening. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Boondocks1993. Review and... Time ran out on that segment once again. So, I already said the NYWC site plenty of times, so I don't need to say it again. But be sure to give me a follow on my Twitter and Instagram at Boondocks1993. Thank you, as always, for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts. Get it on iTunes. Leave a nice 5-star rating and a nice review or a nasty review, whatever opinion you have about my podcast. I want to hear it. I want to know what the public what has to say about it. But until then, I'm John Lambros, and you're not. Paula, any last words before we say goodnight to the people?
Good night, people.
And as she says that, she looks like she's ready for bed herself.
All right, folks. You just listened to another episode of the Rocky Mountain Madman podcast right here on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to stay tuned for the next one.
When will that happen? Whenever I please. But it's coming, folks. It's coming. Take care, and I'll catch you down the road.